Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBoys.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingBoys.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This one brought to you by our Patreons. This is a Patreon-only episode. Maybe in the future gets released to the public. We're here to discuss Errol Spence Jr. Too big? Too strong? Too big of a test for Mikey Garcia? Or should we allow Mikey to dare to be great? There's a lot to discuss when thinking about this fight. Yesterday in the post-fight press conference, we heard Errol Spence tell media, "This is the biggest name I can get." And I started to think, man, this guy's lying, biggest name he could get. But then I said to myself, wait, is this the biggest name he can get? Is there no one available and willing to fight Errol Spence Jr.? I also heard Richard Schaefer say this is a pay-per-view. Well, he said Mikey Garcia is a pay-per-view worthy fighter. So this is what we're going to be talking about. You know, if you want to chop it up with us, you can hit us up at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to talk to me or Mike. Let's head on out to my co-host.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
BoxingBoys.com.
Yo, what's going on, Patreon family? We back with another one. Mikey Garcia riding that wave, a big wave from last night. He calling out the boogeyman at 147, Errol Spence Jr. Is he really ready for that kind of test? We will chop it up and we will give our thoughts about that. First off, man, I want to congratulate Mikey for a great performance last night. He really beat up Robert Easter. But that move to 147 might not be the best move for him.
Yeah, I don't think it's the smartest thing to do. Like, it's not like we ever looked at Errol in the manner in which we looked at David Lemieux, you know, all power but flaws that could be taken advantage of. I mean, no one's ever said Errol does anything technically wrong. I don't see what it is that Mikey sees. Until the ink is dry, I'm not sure that this isn't a publicity stunt. You know, there's numerous interviews with Robert Garcia, the brother trainer, saying that he doesn't want that fight. But Canelo was also in a similar predicament where he wanted the Laura fight, and Oscar De La Hoya and Eric Gomez did not want that Laura fight. So that doesn't necessarily mean that that isn't true or that this isn't true just because Garcia, Robert, that is, doesn't want it. It's just, for Errol, will he get any credit? I don't even know if I will give him credit.
Absolutely not. He will get no credit. I mean, we didn't give Loma credit for beating Rico. Oh, at least I didn't, because I just saw the size disparity. And we didn't give Triple G any credit for beating Kell Brook. I mean, that's two weight classes right there. So, I mean, I think Errol sees it as what it is. It's a big name. But as far as like a feather in his cap or like on his resume, I mean, you can't really put Mikey as a legitimate threat to Errol Spence?
I don't know. I mean, look, the storyline is there. Him defeating two of the bros, I mean, that storyline is there. You know what I mean? So I just don't see it. We should have gotten a face-off. They were both there yesterday. We need a legitimate face-off. Not that that means anything, because we seen that Robert Easter was inches above Mikey, and it ended up meaning absolutely nothing.
And do you think, like, if they were to fight, Errol Spence would be on the back foot? Come on, man. I don't see a fight, like, playing out in my head to where Errol Spence would be on the back foot. He would be the aggressive. He would have both hands up high guard and coming towards Mikey.
And I think that Errol is bully-minded enough. I mean, look, we seen sparring footage of Errol fucking going hard to the body with dudes bare-fisted in the street. We seen sparring footage of Errol giving it to some young dude the other day. We posted it on our IG. You know, like, he doesn't spar lightly. You know, that we seen clips of him and Jermall Charlo. It was tough. I've been in the gym watching him spar four different sparring partners, as high as fucking cruiserweight Cam Austin, or he might be heavyweight, you know, who knows. But I've seen him
spar. Hold on. You talking about Cam F Austin? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That amateur boxer. He's a heavyweight.
Well, he sparred him. He sparred the kid something Blur or Bad Burr. Blur. He's like 175 pounder, 78 pounder. And he doesn't get on the back foot. He doesn't fight like Robert Easter. That's not his thing. He's a dog. He's there to fight. Like, is he going to come forward behind a jab? Yeah, but he's essentially trying to cut that distance and come to fight.
Let me ask you one thing. How would the sparring with Maidana translate for Mikey Garcia?
No, listen, we've seen that Mikey got some dog. I mean, you seen what he was doing to Easter last night. He roughed up Easter on the ropes. You know what I mean? He got around the guard, and he's obviously learned some things along the way. But I just want to go real quick to the comment section. Boxing Therapy says, if Kell Brook can go up two weight classes to fight Triple G, why not let Mikey? Because history only repeats itself. We've seen what happened to Kell Brook, like, and that was Kell Brook. So why are we going to act like Mikey could get this done?
And going up in weight classes, man, you run a risk of a big injury happening. Like, Kell Brook broke his eye socket. Fall Earl broke his eye socket.
Let me tell you something, though. Mikey believes he can win. This, like, if this fight happens, he's not doing it for a payday, because Earl doesn't represent that. You know, what's the most they could scrape up to give them for this? Maybe $3 million, you know, which I highly doubt. Because think about it like this. Keith and Danny both got two when they fought each other. And they were stars, all right? Earl ain't even lukewarm, let alone fucking Mikey doing 600,000. Get out of here.
I've been up all night, man. And I'm not sure if I heard it right, but I could have swore Schaefer said that he wanted to make it a pay-per-view.
I'm telling you, he said that Mikey's a pay-per-view star. Now, look, this could end up bombing like Postal Crawford, but both of these names are hotter than both of those names at that time. You know what I mean? Like, when Crawford went pay-per-view with Postal, he wasn't as hot as Earl, and Postal wasn't as hot as Garcia. But I don't know what they're expecting. Like, I don't know how many numbers, especially for a handicap pay-per-view. It's not an even-even. It's a handicap pay-per-view. And Boxing Therapy is saying Spence starts out slow. So did Mikey last night. And we know that that means nothing. Floyd allows a couple of rounds to go the other way till he figures you out. It means nothing.
Do we think that Mikey has, like, boxing skills similar to, like, Kell Brook, like, far as, like, the punch selection or punch variety?
honestly, Mike, I don't even think that my brain is allowing itself to get into skill. I'm stuck on, how's he going to hurt Earl? How's he going to stop Earl from walking forward? How's he going to stop Earl from being the high school bully at 3 o'clock? Like, give me your fucking lunch money, kid. What is he going to do?
Can't do nothing, man. I'm just like flabbergasted that he wants Earl Spence, though. Like, everybody he can call out, he calling out Earl Spence. Like, people are not lining up to fight him at 147. Nobody is.
That's exactly why, if this ink dries, I believe he really thinks he can win. Because think about it. If you're Mikey Garcia and you really want to move up, you know, you want to make some sort of splash, you could have been directing your attention at Danny Garcia. You know, a fight where people wouldn't really think, oh, is that dangerous?
Not even that. You got a superstar that, I mean, a Hall of Famer that just won 2 weeks ago, Manny Pacquiao. You can aim your.
It's harder to make. I think that Mikey is staying very realistic. Like, I know that yesterday we touched on the possibility of maybe Mikey going to DAZN, and I think that that's not possible. I think that he's looking at the landscape, and he really is trying to create a legacy. Like, if he's not taking meaningless fights, he could have easily fought anyone. He could have had a voluntary. Deontay Wilder just was notified that he could have a voluntary defense. So Mikey could have done that. He don't want that. He went for unification. Before the unification, he moved up a weight and got another belt. Before that, he knocked somebody out and got a belt at 135. Like, and now he's talking about going to 47 to get a belt. He's not talking about going to 47 to fight Danny Garcia because Danny's the most popular fighter, because Danny's a little vulnerable, because Danny looks flat-footed to us. He's not going up there looking at motherfucking Chris Van Heerden or Phil LaGreco. You know what I'm saying? He's not saying, let me test the water. Like, yo, if this dude really signs this paper, he thinks he can win. I'm not even going to call him crazy. He thinks he can win. And I get that from a competitive standpoint. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I used to play ball, it was like, yo, I ain't care who you was. I thought I could take you in that paint. You know what I'm saying? So I hear him. But that's the thing. So did Robert Easter. When he was pounding his chest and he was looking at his body and looking at Mikey Fluffy body at the weigh-in, he thought he could win. So thinking you can do something ain't got shit to do with actually doing it, Mike.
Absolutely, man. I got to give it to Mikey, man. Dare to be great. He's trying. I mean, it's just like I can't get my head past the concept of him competing with Earl Spence because he's just too big.
Yeah, he is too big. But you know what? Let's address Earl Spence's comment about, this is the biggest name I can get. Now, he didn't put any public pressure, so I'm going to just call Earl a cherry picker. Fuck it. There's no public pressure on Crawford. Crawford has no fight. He could be asking for a unification and do the same thing Deontay Wilder did. Put public pressure. Try to make the fight with Bob and Crawford and show them that they don't want to make the fight. Show the public they don't want to make the fight. Then fight Mikey. But you're telling me, oh, no one's available? So last I checked, Crawford ain't got no fight. Now, exactly. We easily say politics. You know Bob ain't going to do it. But send a fucking offer. Send an offer.
But Earl did make the point that he was tired of Mikey using his name. He said Mikey been calling out for months now. He said, if you really want this work, then I'm going to give him what he asked for. And, I mean,
So you're telling me now, so you see, this is what I'm saying, though, but we gotta learn to put on our thinking cap and our big boy pants, all right? Because when promoters do it to us, we say they're robbing us, right? But now, the guy that wanted to unify the division, Earl Spence, right? He wanted to unify. He's got other quotes out there saying shit like, Crawford could clean up that side and I'll clean up this side, then we can meet. That don't sound like a guy that wanted to unify the division. But I don't worry about it. You know why? Because I live in a realistic world, and guess what? He's not with Top Rank. That's hard to make anyway. Let's leave that for the end. Let's leave the hard fight for the end because it's hard to make. So now you're telling me, oh, Danny and Porter fighting, so I ain't just going to sit around. Okay. Okay. So no one else out there.
No one else with the name of Mikey Garcia. Like he said, like Bob has stated. He
all doesn't right. want- I got one for you. I know I'm cutting you off, but I just want to bring the pain. I mean, let's use the same Wilder blueprint. People like, yo, go fight Dillian White. Yo, go fight Jeff Horn. Go fight Jeff Horn. Jeff Horn beat Pacquiao. He only lost to Crawford. Make the world see that you could do better. Go fight Jeff Horn. Know what I'm saying? What you mean there ain't no fights out there? Go to Australia.
That's a good Australia. Good fight.
And raise your profile a la Eddie Hearns. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't know what Jeff Horn promotion thing is, but I'm pretty sure that he's not still signed with Top Rank.
Bruh, oh, this is the biggest name available. Oh, last I checked, Manny Pacquiao just won. Last I checked, he just won. And did he get an injury I didn't hear about?
No, you're right.
I ain't hear about because I don't know. Now, and this is the thing. Like, if you're going to get dudes because of they name, right? Why are we plucking two divisions low?
That's true. That's
two divisions low. Why? What's wrong with the 140? Ain't nobody sexy at 140? I don't know. I'm just asking. With an X. I know it don't sound like an SK, but I'm asking.
Not really, because, I mean, they're all, like, prospects. Oh, so
you're trying
and
to
like,
protect your man, huh? You trying to protect your man?
Oh, Regis? I mean, Regis, he's in the tournament, though. So, I mean, that doesn't – that like, he signed to, like, that tournament until it's over with. So, that's not possible. But that fucking Jeff Horn fight, man, I love that, bro. Like,
so,
that's
– So, here we go. You willing to fight Mikey, who beat Broner? You could fight Vargas, who's a welterweight. Who half the world thinks beat Broner. Not everybody, but some at least. Why are you fighting Mikey? Like, all right. Oh, he's going to say, yo, Ness, get out of here. Mikey has done more in his career than Vargas.
But it goes to the fact to, I know he's two divisions low, but he's steady saying my name, but I'm saying my name like I'm Errol Spence, but he's steady saying my name. He's telling the people that he sees flaws. He's telling the people that he thinks he can beat me. I'm with Showtime. He's with Showtime. It'll probably make us a lot of money. And I know that I can win. Why not take easy money real quick?
Yeah, you sound like a promoter. And you don't sound like a guy that wants to unify the division.
True.
I'm just saying. But I'm not saying he's wrong because – looking at this division, he's right. You know what I'm saying? Outside of asking for that Pacquiao and that Crawford fight and that Horn fight, I mean, still got Vargas. That's four options before you get to Mikey, man. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? That's four options, bro. Like, now, I guess the comeback or the counter question is, what name is Mikey bigger than? Is he bigger than Crawford? I don't think so. Same level. You know what I'm saying? They both on a pound for pound. With his win yesterday unifying the division and being a four divisional champ, he's on a pound for pound list. I don't believe in that shit, but he's on everybody's pound for pound, I'm sure. I just don't read those. I'm sure ESPN already got him there. You know what I'm saying? Licking some balls. So, I mean, he's comparable to Crawford, but he's not as big as Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? And he's comparable or more popular than – is he more popular than Jeff Horn? Jeff Horn got a international Pacquiao win. International.
He fought in Brisbane.
Listen, he fought in Brisbane and we knew in America. That stain didn't wash away because it happened in another country. We still knew he lost. We still started calling Pacquiao old and done. Like you couldn't – hide that just because it happened in Australia. So I don't want to hear, oh, who's Jeff Horn? At this point, Jeff Horn is somebody. Plus, he fought Crawford. And it was all over ESPN. So I still think that's a good win. You know, that's a good name. The same way, yo, comparable names. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Joshua did it. Anthony Joshua got motherfucking Eric Molina on his resume just like Deontay Wilder. I'm just saying, people do this. People do this. Look at Dillian White. He got Joseph now. You know what I'm saying? And everybody happened to have Takum.
That's true. That's true. But I do think to some extent, Mikey Garcia is a way bigger name than Jeff Horn.
I mean, I can see that. I can see that for real.
Absolutely.
But we don't know if that win over the Filipino superstar left more residual popularity on a Jeff Horn.
I mean, to the real boxing fans, I mean, we saw the fight. I mean, we know who won. We know that Jeff Horn got a decision because he was down in Brisbane. I mean, I just see, like, the only person on that list that you brought up that's for a fact a bigger name than Mikey Garcia is Manny Pacquiao. And Terrence Crawford and Mikey are on the same level now. Well, but Mikey's not a welterweight.
That saying Ulgas wants him, Khan wants him, Jesse Vargas, Crawford, Ortiz. I don't know what Ortiz. I hope he's not talking about Victor. But to be honest, they could let him beat up on Victor and get – yo, look at how the crowd booed Victor. More people know Victor than they know Mikey.
That's true. I want to see that.
You know, movies and everything. Dancing with the Stars. He's done movies. He hangs out with Sylvester. Like, I mean, he's just not on that level. But because, again, this is still a free fight. Like, in my opinion, I think Earl is that good that this is a free fight. But whatever. We beat it up enough. I mean, are we missing any? World Boxing Super Series is locked up with 140 right now. Yeah, kind of so. I mean... Okay, so bring someone from 54 down. Like, why you got to bring somebody little up? You know what I'm saying?
So, are you saying, like,
bully though? Like, they call him a weight bully on the forums, and now you're gonna pick on somebody two divisions lower? I'm just saying, I don't know, man. And I like this dude. I'd be begging to go to his camps, man. But this is crazy. I'm just, I said the same about Triple G when he fought Kell Brook. Like, I don't like that two division jump up shit. Yo, honestly. Who's the last dude that jumped up two divisions and actually won?
I don't know, but you were happy about Guillermo, though.
Bro, I was never happy about that.
Man, you was kind of crunk, bro.
Listen, you can hear me on all the shows say I'm picking him because I've always said how good he is, but he's still two divisions under. I made that clear. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Loma proved that shit. Like, this is crazy. I don't get it. The little thing that has interest, you know, spark interest in me is I said to someone last night, yo, Mikey is good, but he's not Mayweather special. He's not Pacquiao special. And I'm not saying that he is not. I'm saying he has not shown that. You know, Mayweather and Pacquiao have shown that they were phenoms. Right? So, I don't know. Like, if he beats Spence, it's like, holy shit, this dude came out of nowhere. Nowhere. And then it's like, yo, what the fuck does he do next? Does he stay there and fight the Porter Garcia winner? Like, what does he do next, really? If you can really... That's why is this a how much money are they giving this dude? Like, it's again, is it a pay-per-view? And if it's a pay-per-view, I'm thinking what? They got to be giving this dude like 2.5. There's no way he's getting more than 2 million when Keith and Danny have done millions of viewerships on free TV when PBC first kicked off. They have way more residual, way more popularity, and they only got on paper 2 million fucking each, Keith and Danny. So how are they going to come up with, I don't know, 3 million for Earl and 2 million for it ain't even going to work out like that. I'm telling you, fucking Earl will get like 2.5 or 3. Mikey will get 2 guaranteed or 1.5. Depending if Earl gets 2 guaranteed, Mikey gets 1.5, which doesn't even make sense because Broner gets that on TV. You got to give Mikey like 2. You got to get, listen, nobody wants to fight Earl. You got to give Mikey even more money. It's crazy. This fight makes no sense. No sense. And with Schaefer's comment, maybe he has some sort of financial backing. Remember, he was the one behind the fact that Danny and Matisse fought on the undercard of Mayweather and Canelo, one of the most expensive cards that we've known. So Can they get it done? Possibly, but where's the money going to come from? I have no fucking clue. Because I guess you can convince Spence, Mike. I guess if you're Heyman, you can convince him to take like $2 million guaranteed. Because he's like, yo, Keith had to fight Danny. Like, you fighting someone two divisions smaller. Like, take this $2 million plus pay-per-view upside, which, you know, could be $1, $2. Who knows what they give them on the back end, depending on how many pay-per-views get sold. Because they got to cover this shit. You got to pay back. You got to give 50% to the cable providers. I mean, this is a crazy one.
And then you got to put on an undercard, too. And real quick, the last person to move up two weight classes and to win a title right away, off the top of my head, Roy Jones Jr.
Light heavyweight to heavyweight. So he skipped cruiserweight. That's not two divisions.
From heavyweight, cruiserweight.
But it is enough pounds, though. It is enough pounds because light heavyweight is 175. So I guess we could give him that.
And Mike is fighting it at 135 now, so 140, 147.
Yeah, Tony moving up 12, and Roy moved up 25. So yeah,
that's the only one that I can think of off the top of my head of that one. But my final thoughts are, shit, man.
90 seconds.
Listen to Robert. Listen to your dad. I mean, maybe down the road, a welterweight fight would be the right thing. But right now, man, go ahead and get Lomachenko out of the way. Go to 140. I mean 140 and run that division too. But 147, man, might be a stretch, bro.
Robert Garcia saying that he's spoken to people in Top Rank, not Bruce Trampler and Bob Arum, but that they have said, yo, the Loma, you know, won't win that fight, so they're not making that fight. Listen, my final thoughts are, I'm a boxing fan. If they're going to make this shit, I'm going to watch it. And if Mikey is going to surprise me, let him surprise me on that day. Till then, I'm going to believe I know what I got with this fight. You know, and that's a one-sided Spence win, however that comes, knockout or decision. No clue. I'm your host, Nestigus. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And once again, thank you to all our Patreons for making sure that this show was brought to you by them.
And I go by the name of Michael Gross. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Thank you, guys.
Peace.